I Got Your Number. This is Sally Fabian, numerologist and author, and I Got Your Number. Today, my guest is Janet Booth. And so, are you there, Janet?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hi. Good. Glad to hear you. Okay, so I think the first thing we were going to do. Let's talk about the differences between astrology and numerology, and yet also how they converge at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I view them both as some of the more scientific forms of metaphysical readings, because you could go to 100 numerologists and find out your numbers were the same thing. They might interpret them different. Same thing with astrology. You could go to 100 astrologers, you'd find out your same signs.
Okay.
And they might interpret them different, but they're scientific.
Okay.
I view astrology and numerology as the more almost scientific sciences or arts within the metaphysical readings world, kind of as opposed to, say, psychic readings. If a person came with her birth data to you or to me, or to any numerologist, 100 numerologists, they'd find out they had the same destiny number, the same birth number, name number. If they went to 100 astrologers, they'd find out they had the same sun sign, moon sign, rising sign. We might interpret these differently, but there's sort of a scientific basis of factual agreement amongst people in our fields. Whereas if you went to 100 different psychics, you could get 100 different interpretations of what's going on with your life. And it's more kind of subjective, or maybe there's just a bigger art component to it and very much less scientific component. I feel like, you know, ours is kind of, there's a science to it, but we have an art to the practice of it.
Right. Well, I have been to a couple of psychics, one in particular that I took psychic lessons from, who was just blew my mind, but she would tell me a lot of things that never happened, but the things that she did tell me happened were incredible, you know. But the same with what we do. I mean, we do have future forecasting sciences, and they are based on something a bit more technical than you know, you'll meet a dark man with blue eyes in a restaurant in New York in May, you know, type of thing. But anyway, so yeah. And the other thing that I feel is that numerology, the way I work it anyway, I can go much more quickly to certain things, but I don't go to the depth that you do. You bring in a depth that is beyond my own readings many times. I mean, there are many things that I can tell someone, but, you know, if they could get a collaboration, something from you as well, they would get even more, you know, because even though we converge with the person, we will come to the same kind of bottom line as far as who we're dealing with, but yours is a bit of a different approach because of the planets, and mine has to do with the number of vibrations and so on. So anyway, but both of them,
right,
as we know, work. So, and we
right.
are,
and many
we are
times.
Too, what I would call masters at our sciences, because we've been working at it for so many years. I've known Janet for more than 30 years, and we became fast friends the minute that we met, and we've been fast friends ever since. So we are going to have a little conversation between us, as we do so many times, but about the people in the news right now. Okay?
Yes, very exciting.
Okay. So I've got Hillary Clinton here first. What are her chances of winning the nomination and even winning the presidency? And I can just give a little summation of my own thing, and then you go. I think she has a good chance, actually. I mean, I was going over it again, even though we talked this afternoon. I think she will have a hell of a run. I mean, hellish, even if she does win the election, because she has this number that is very, very difficult for her in for actually 6 years. It came in when she was with her birthday in 2014 and goes through to 2017. 17, I believe, through until 2018. So even if she wins the election, she's going to have still a couple of years of just really being hit broadside, I think, by what is already going on for her. But, you know, interestingly, she has very good numbers around the time of the nomination and around the time of election. So that's curious to me. So what do you see?
Well, there is some correspondence with that, too. I mean, her chart is a difficult chart. I think almost everything for her is the uphill battle and not quite persecution, but, you know, the press, like recently, has just been giving her a horrible time. And, of course, I can see that in my techniques, and I'm sure you probably saw that in your techniques for things like, you know, August was just really bad. She does have a very favorable connection almost exactly on a nomination day at the convention, which will be in end of July next year. And that's favorable for the planet in charge of her career and reputation and status area. So I do think she does have a good chance of getting that nomination. I think that she's going to be given a bit of a run for her money by Bernie Sanders, and we'll get into more about him in a little bit. When it came to election time, I saw something that was, her birthday is very close to that. You know, election's always in Scorpio, and she's a Scorpio. And at least her 2016 birthday chart, I think, is quite a bit better in many ways than the 2015 chart.
Yes, but, right. And she goes, because she goes into her birthday at the very end of the year of 2015. I mean, like right now, we're in October, she will go into her 2015 birthday, basically, from my vantage point. And she's
right.
Got really miserable numbers, you know, this year. But as she moves into, after her birthday in 2016, things go much, much better for her.
Right, and that's showing up in her astrology chart, too. And that's one thing I love when you and I talk about things and we say, oh, yeah, look, that's happening kind of parallel. So
yeah. Yes. So, you know, she's still in the game, and, you know, she won't be somebody that gives up because of that Scorpio element of persistence as well. So then shall we go over to Joe Biden?
Well, we can do that. I didn't know if we might talk about Hillary for a few minutes longer.
Okay, go ahead.
You know,
you have...
Well, the one thing I think we both saw this, maybe you can tell where it comes from in the numbers, but she has that real credibility problem with the populace. And I see that from the astrology chart from a planet that's very much about communication, but it's in the hidden area or behind the scenes, kind of like, well, oh, she had the private server. Well, that's what's really turning into trouble for her, the fact that she wants to keep things very close to the vest, behind the scenes, and even a bit kind of under control. Like, she had some big control issues going on not so long ago, too. They're not really done yet. Do you see something like that with the numbers, too?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, if I had to analyze her as character, I do think because she's been in politics for so many years that she learns how to, you know, has learned to keep things close to the chest. But I do feel that she really is a service-oriented person and sincerely wants to help. And I think even wants to help to bring women more to the fore and so on. I think she's very sincere about that. And I don't know. I mean, I would give her... I would feel that I could trust her, interestingly. I mean, if I had to come to a position where I had to feel a sense of trust, I feel that I could with what I see here. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, these numbers that she either has tremendous karma or she has, you know, she just has to learn something. She has to come into some kind of humility because of these numbers that she has, because you cannot get through this without being humbled, I would say, because they are really tough numbers right now. But anyway,
right.
Since we were moving along here and since we lost a little time, why don't we move over to
okay.
Joe Biden?
Okay. Well, you know what I found interesting astrologically? Joe and Hillary had a lot in common. And they're both Scorpios. They both have that sort of behind-the-scenes area that's strong in their chart. But that kind of area is not only about privacy or about karma, but it can also be that charitable side that you were talking about, a humanitarian side that Hillary has as well. And Joe has just much more of a openness to him than a lot of Scorpios do. And that's because he's got Sagittarius, the open sign, is his rising sign, and Hillary's double Scorpio. So yeah. He's more approachable. He's got that huggy, touchy, feely side.
Well, he is a total huggy, touchy, feely person because he's born on the 20th and 11th destiny. But there's one thing that I didn't really recognize was the 4711 that he has as his destiny number is a vacillating number. So that's one of the things about him right now is this, well, I can see it and yet I can't. Yes, I can and yet I can't. And you know how Carey, what was his first name?
John
Carey. He was double 11th and a Sagittarius. And they called him the wishy-washy guy, you know. And he had double 11th. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Flip-flopper, anyway, they called him, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, Biden has that 11, and I would say that the that aspect is going to keep him from actually throwing his hat in the ring, myself. Even though he's got some pretty good numbers. He has nice numbers. I mean, people like him. I think he's doing very well from his numbers.
And he gets a lot of sympathy because he gives a lot of sympathy, and he has a very nice chart. He has one of the most nicest patterns that you can have between planets, whereas Hillary has more like difficult patterns between her planets, and that's why things kind of go smoother for him. And even like right now, this past weekend, there was a new moon eclipse that usually means a big new beginning, and that was right at the top of his chart, which is the place of reputation and career and status and notice in the public. So that's what made me think, gee, maybe he is going to, you know, give a run. But what I noticed about that is that there's a companion eclipse to it in the spring in March that then is at the very bottom of his chart. And it's just as we're going through primary season. So I think if he does venture in, that he probably will find that he's going to be, he's being beaten by sometime in March.
Yeah. And another thing is, in my chart, he has a number that shows a loss, a major loss. Mm-hmm. And so that's his sun. And that still hangs in his chart for the next couple of years. So I would say that, that he's still very much grappling with that. So maybe we'll move on from Biden and go over to Bernie Sanders, okay?
Now, Bernie is the oldest one that's running, and yet he's so popular with the young people, and he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would have a lot of charisma, but somehow he seems to. It's very surprising. Like they, you know, say feel the burn, and they have all those T-shirts that say that with B-E-R-N. And,
No, I didn't know that.
Right. Well, the charisma planet is fairly close to the sun in his birth chart. Now, I don't have a time for him, but, you know, that won't matter according to the time. And oftentimes that kind of brings a little bit of pizzazz, and that's being highlighted over the course of the next year. And this eclipse also was very strong in his chart. The new moon eclipse that we just had on the 13th, it's sort of in the part of his chart that says, okay, you're heading in the right direction at this time. But I'm not sure that he's going to be in it for the long haul. It's kind of like he had a very good summer. There was a nice combination. Maybe people saw this after sunset, very, very bright Venus just about to set where the sun had just gone down and Jupiter with it. And those are the two kind of like lucky planets, and they were up near, I would say, one of his power kind of planets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, well, go ahead.
I think that brought him some good luck.
Little thing here. He has excellent numbers during the convention. Excellent. Just like love, he has the cosmic love number at that time. So, I mean, it's kind of like people are going to love him for some reason. And he also has the number 30 that comes in after the election. I mean, with the election after January 8th going on into January. And that is a number of, you know, really good fortune. It's major good fortune. So, you know, I suggested that he might be, you know, the VP or something. And you said with his age, you doubted that seriously. But it's very interesting. It's going to be a very, very interesting election, I would say, because what we see.
He could get a different kind of appointment, just like, you know, Hillary got the Secretary of State after, you know. And what did I want to say? You were saying how good his numbers are. I wanted to mention how Jupiter has come into Virgo, and he's a Virgo. And so a lot of Virgos are having going to have a good year in this 2015 second half into the first half of 2016. And that's going to be also a strong factor for him. And, you know, another thing about the love numbers at the convention, usually there's somebody who will have done very well, who has a lot of delegates in the auditorium, and they're really, you know, chanting their feel the burn or whatever, and he would be, like, giving a big speech. Maybe he'll be giving the introduction to her if she's getting the nomination. So that could be sort of like those love numbers.
I would think it's more Joe Biden. I mean, I actually remember how I told you that I thought perhaps a couple of years back that maybe something was going to happen to Obama and that Biden was going to take over the presidency because, my God, he just has the greatest numbers. And they came in a couple of years ago. So now it's just very interesting that, you know, they're going forward. We're going forward with this election. And so,
I remember you saying that, and I looked into Obama's chart even today. I looked because I said, well, I want to make sure he's not going to get killed because that sure would throw Joe into prominence. And, you know, at that point, maybe he would even run, you know, just to continue on with the sort of third term. But it didn't look to me like Obama was going to be checking out. So I was kind of happy.
No, he's got great numbers right now in his chart, the best he's ever had. So it's
after he's going to leave on a high note.
Yeah, he is going to leave on a high note, very, very definitely.
Very much so. He's peaking, and he's going to do some great things the first few years out of office.
That's right. Yes, I would say so. So, so now I know maybe I feel like I'm rushing you, but the point is that I feel we lost a little bit of time there. We still have plenty of time, but I'd like to get into Donald here. Old Mr. Trump.
Right.
So, to me, it appears that that's Bernie Sanders. Sorry, he doesn't have good numbers around the nomination time, and he doesn't have good numbers around election time. And he is on very, very muddy ground. And I believe that he got in the race because he's concerned about his own holdings. And thought that he would kind of shoot the moon to try to hold on to what he's got. Because he goes on into his future all through the next 4 years with that same number, that where he's in jeopardy of some sort, I believe. And yet he comes out with this, you know, what are they called? Those things that they use to call everybody in, the big phone horns.
You know, like a bullhorn.
Bullhorn, and is making quite a stir out there. And I think it's kind of entertaining, certainly. It is entertaining, but I try to think about him possibly having some kind of conversation with Putin or something, you know, how well that would go or whatever, where, you know, I mean, there's no way he's going to win the election as far as I can see. There's just nothing that shows me that he would win. So, I mean, he's got some pretty good numbers right now, but he falls away as he comes in next year around, let me see, where does that start? Not until around June, sometime in June next year, right after his birthday. And then he's got a year that he didn't expect, things coming in that he did not expect. So,
well, I find some different things in astrology in this case, because he has a super lucky astrology chart. He's got two of the best kind of things you can possibly have. He also has one that's tough. The ones that are good are very good for, like, money, obviously, and public image. Well, I mean, we could debate how favorable his public image is, but, I mean, he's a name they know around the world, okay? And his name's on everything, his big buildings and his casinos and his everything. But he does have this sort of...
I mean,
pardon?
You know, constantly coming out of his mouth about Trump this, Trump that. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
Trump this.
Well, he's a narcissist.
Yes, he is.
Classic, classic. And you find this a lot with people who are Leo rising, which he is, but he was also born at a full moon eclipse with his sun in the side of the mouth, Gemini, which is sometimes speak out of the side of your, you know, forked tongue, outside of your mouth, or however they say that. But he has a pattern in his chart that shows, yes, he can be the entertainer, but he can play kind of loose with the truth, or almost kind of like make things up or pull him out of his, you know, where. And he's not, you know, always factual, shall
we
say.
He's a storyteller. He's a storyteller and an entertainer.
Yes. Yes. And he is also somebody who is almost like Icarus or something, flies too close to the sun, will get burnt. And there's a star at the heart of the lion in the Leo constellation called Regulus, and that was exactly rising at his birth in the most powerful position of the chart. And what it means is success if revenge is avoided. And if you're vengeful, you're going to have your crash.
Well,
so
I've been looking to see when crash.
I think his crash is coming. You think it's coming?
And the other thing was, I ran his wife's chart, and his wife is not a happy camper right now. And I would understand that. I mean, she doesn't know what's going to come out of his mouth next in a way. I think it would be a very bumpy ride for her with him out there saying all these things that he just off the top of his head and so on. But she has very happy numbers after the election, and he doesn't. So that's one of the things, because I think I don't think he's going to like who's elected, for one thing. I don't think he is. And I did look at some other people that I saw would like, that were Republicans, would like who is elected. And one of them was Rand Paul, another was Marco Rubio, and another was Benjamin Carson. At least when I look at their charts after the election, they don't have numbers that make it like it's very difficult for them to deal with the fact with whoever became president. Because when you're totally into politics and so on, you really, that is your life, you know, so you can kind of figure that when they have negative numbers, it's because they didn't like who was coming in. And all the other candidates that I read do have those negative numbers, except those three. So I'm thinking that there could be a real strong thing with Rubio and with Ron Paul and Rubio possibly, or even Ben Carter as running mates.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Yes, I haven't looked at all of those, but I took a brief look at a few candidates and some techniques that are sort of like their long-term life graph. And my comment that I wrote down here about Rubio was, try again in 2024. So that might mean that whatever the outcome is in the next couple of elections, it's not necessarily that he's in on it, but something setting him up that he could be a person 8 years down the road.
Yeah, yeah. Or, well, I think it's going to be a one-year term from looking at all the charts of all the people that I have run that are in politics. It's like a one-term run here that somebody's going to win. And so it just looks that way to me. I don't know if you can tell those things, but I can kind of look at the consistencies in different people's charts as you go out in the years.
Yes, and that's one of the things I like about your numerology, that makes it easy to do a long-term look. I have heard another noted astrologer say one-term presidency, no matter who wins, Democrat or Republican.
Right.
And he thinks it'll be Democrat this time, Republican next time.
I think it's
One
going
of
to
the
be
things
Democrat, but maybe that's, I hate to put my own stuff out there, but maybe that's just wishful thinking. But anyway, now we're halfway in, so how about if we move over to sports?
If you like.
Did you have something more you wanted to add there?
Well, we were going to just mention, we thought how interesting it is that the USA is having a new moon.
There's Lisa
on
wants to ask us a question, Janet. There's Lisa who would like to ask a question.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hello, Lisa.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm happy to speak with you, and thank you. I was listening to your comments.
Okay, do you have a question?
Can I give any information? I mean, would you have any insight on a question that I have?
Well, actually, we were going to open up the lines at the end of the, you know, later for people
I could wait.
To come in.
I could call back.
Well,
in.
We're kind of breaking between politics and sports, so maybe we should make our
so
caller.
We could. Yeah, go ahead. What is it your birth date you're going to ask about?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Shall I give you the date?
Yes. Yes.
It's September 20th, 1952.
Okay, so 1837. Okay. So what is it that you would like to know? Is there
career.
Anything specific? Because see, you have identical numbers to from my vantage point anyway, just with the birth date of Joe Biden. And you were born on the 20th with a 4711 destiny. So do you find yourself vacillating at all? Because I expressed that about Joe Biden.
Maybe. I don't, you know, I kind of, you know, if there's a fork in the road, I can kind of ponder it, but I make a decision.
Okay, that's good.
May I ask you just to tell me your birth city, please?
Glendale.
Good. And do you know your time or not?
8:20 in the morning, 8:40 in the morning.
Thank you. Okay, that helps.
Okay. Why don't I do the little bit that I can do here with Lisa?
Yep.
What is your middle name, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
What is your middle name?
Well, it's Patricia.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to do a whole lot with that. Let's see. So,
but
do you want my
I'm sorry. Do you want my birth name?
Yes, actually yes. What is your birth name?
It would be Christine, T-H.
R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
Yes.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E? Okay.
Yes.
So let's see. You are currently, you're in kind of a mode. I mean, you're a giver, 100% giver here, right? Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
And
sure
what you have as a destiny number, I call the angel of the earth number. It's like you had to kind of walk a walk so you could talk a talk, because a lot of people are going to come to you and unload on you and tell you their problems. I mean, you're kind of like a walking ear in a way for a lot of people. Do you see that with yourself?
Maybe, I guess. I feel okay about it. I feel like I can handle it.
Okay, no, that's good. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a negative thing. I'm saying that you really did come in to be a counselor in a way. I mean, you know, when I see people with numbers like this, I always suggest that you go, you know, that you just, if you could hang a shingle, you probably should, because the people are going to be coming at you and asking you, I mean, telling you things anyway, because you're a very good listener for one thing, and then you do have pearls of wisdom that you can deliver from, you know, your own innate self, from what you brought with you, because this is a very high order number that you have as your destiny number. It's the highest number on the spiritual plane. So you have wonderful psychic ability and intuitive ability. So I would say that, you know, you can give wonderful information to these people, just even your presence, just because you're kind, you're sensitive, you're caring, and that kind of thing. Very much so. Would you agree with that?
That's in the astrological chart, too.
Yes, yeah, I do agree.
So what is it that you do right now?
Mostly in communications.
Okay. First of all, I just want to offer this, and, you know, this is about as good as we can do it right now, because we do have other things that we were going to get to with the program here. So two, and let's see, this is an eight. You just came into, or you will on your birthday, come into a, that's two, a 1 year for you, personal year, all new beginnings. You've just been in the 9 year. It's an ending up, closing out, finishing off kind of year. And you'll be going into a 1 year, which is on your birthday. It goes from birthday to birthday. And that's the year that you plant the seeds that will grow over the next 9 years. So it's a very, very important and auspicious year for you. It's a year that you'll feel more energy than you've been feeling for this last year, because it's kind of like the tide has been out and now the tide's coming back in. And so make sure that you write down goals in like the first couple of months after your birthday, sometime in that period, because it's really important. That's the most powerful time in this 1 year for you. So I'm going to offer it over to Janet. And Janet, why don't you take a couple minutes here with her, or two or three, whatever, and we'll get back over to where we were going.
Right. Well, I would concur with Sally that you are a kind of a serving, caring, helpful, kindful, kind person, and that you do have some psychic ability. You, if you're looking for work, you might want to look at nonprofits or like NGOs or something that's like a charitable kind of organization, because part of your chart is very strong for that, and that's where the planet is that is in charge of your career area. And over the course of the summer, you might have felt like things were sort of backsliding in career matters for you, but now they are poised to move forward again. And I think you're going to be able to find that your next job is going to be one that will bring you better income than you've had in the prior job. Now, that said, you're still in a period where you need to be careful about your finances. It's sort of a belt tightening, or let's just say planning and managing what funds you have. But in general, you have a fairly good chart about financial matters. I would say you probably stand to inherit some money, or if not through inheritance, it could be something like an insurance settlement or money from a partnership or a marriage, something like that. And let's see what else. Oh, so we're coming into very close, and I wanted to talk about this before anyway, Sally, that we're coming up on Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to end this here fairly soon, okay?
Yeah, I'll just make one statement for her. So the Mercury, it turns retrograde this week right on a planet that is also a natural kind of a career planet. So you may feel like you're kind of coming close to a decision about something, or, you know, good communication, or maybe even mixed communication, but something that looks like, oh, this sounds promising, and it may feel like it retreats away from you. That will be temporary, and it will come back.
Okay. Are we off, Don? Hello?
No,
are
I
you
think
there,
we're still going.
Yeah, you're still going. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
We wish you good luck, Lisa.
Yes. Very much.
Thank you very, very much.
It's a good
Thank
time
you.
For you. It's a very, very good time for you. Very auspicious time for you right now.
October will be good.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. We weren't going to really take a break, were we?
No.
We're just still, yeah, let's just go forward with what we were talking about. You want to go forward, mm-hmm. Janet?
Yes.
Okay, so we've done the political things, and we were going to go over to the sports, which is basically we were going to touch on Tom Brady, and mm-hmm. so yeah, I have to say is, let's see, where did I put that in my notes? Oh, I just was going to offer that the rumors about Brady and his wife about not getting along appear to be bogus from what I can see in both of their charts. And he has numbers that indicate that he has something to learn this year. And I would say that that is applicable to his situation right now. So no more throwing away your cell phones during a controversy, okay, Tom? That's what I have to say. Okay, so you go. Tell me what you think.
Well, the same thing that Donald Trump has in his chart that I said you can sometimes play a little bit loose with the truth, Tom Brady also has it. And he's also got charm and good looks and could be an entertainer too. Well, I think his looks are better than Donald Trump's. But, yes, I was sad to see. Pardon?
Far and away better.
Pardon?
Far
and away, yes.
Way better.
Yes, I agree. But I wanted to look at his chart since I am a Tom Brady and Patriots fan, being in New England. And I didn't really want to see something here that would show that possibly he could have something that, you know, plays loose with the truth. But what I thought was interesting about that, he still escaped having any kind of real punishment or payback for whatever it was he did or didn't know or do or this or that. And kind of this karma planet played into the pattern, like exactly on the day that he suited up for his first game last Thursday night. And I thought, isn't that amazing that he's kind of, you know, lucked out here again in a certain way. But I'm not sure that there still won't be some repercussion coming from this. And I'm not certain in just what ways, but perhaps things like ad endorsements and such like that.
Yeah. I'm going to say that over this full year, he's going to mm-hmm. be in some jeopardy. But he does recover mm-hmm. next year when he's 39 really, really, really well. So it's kind of like he did have to kind of get a little humility himself, you know, which always mm-hmm. helps when you're Mr. Star of the world, you know, to get a little humility here and there. And that may be what's going on here for this guy.
Right. So. And he does have a lot of luck in his chart, too. And I did find the birth chart for his wife, Giselle. And yes, I think they have a very strong connection, and I don't see that going down. And I just want to mention this, that for people who would have an interest in looking for charts of well-known people and even their little bio to go with it, there's a wonderful free website called astrodatabank.com. I'm not affiliated with it, but you can go there and just, you know, input somebody's name, like Tom Brady. And even when his chart comes up, it has the little link over to Giselle Bundchen. So it's nice for, you know, finding people and their connections with each other, and it tells you if the chart is a timed birth chart or not. It's wonderful.
And one other thing I want to say about him, his name is an 8. He has an 8 destiny. He has the 35-8, which is one of the most good fortune numbers you can have. He's born on a 3-day. The 8 is money, power, and fame. The 3 is, of course, it's always good fortune in every culture. And he's also what's called a dharmic. He came in on a purpose into this life. The dharmic is kind of like you didn't necessarily have to return to the 3D world, but he came back in with a purpose. And so he will likely do something that will be help generations, perhaps of the future, because of that. Interestingly, Donald Trump has that same element, that same dharmic element.
Right.
I thought it was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, and I think once Tom retires from football, he'll probably get into something very charitable.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but
he's a Leo, so he likes to give.
The
kind
of lucky thing one of them in his chart kind of had a bad luck feature to it when that game happened where the Deflategate came, but then luck came back in at the time of the suspension announcement and the judge vacating it. So he's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Serena, that happened such a good year, just had that upset this past week, Friday.
Yeah. And, you know, that woman, Roberta Vinci is her name, that mm-hmm. just slammed her down there, as they call it, the Grand Slam. So she won that. And she's, you know, she's pretty well known in the circle herself, from what I read. And you didn't really think she was going to win, from what I can see. I think that Serena, she has a number that's expect the unexpected is what she had. So obviously that's what happened. So anyway, there's not too much more to say about that, except that I didn't see good numbers for Serena when we talked about her before we learned about the Grand Slam situation. And I thought, I wonder why that is. I thought maybe there would be kind of jealousy or something between her and her sister or something. You know, you conjecture things like that. But anyway, so now I understand it.
They get along very well. And they have a powerful chart together for when they do their doubles. But Serena has like such a work ethic. She's got an unbelievable workhouse. And she does, well, I don't know, maybe they both do fashion things. But I know Serena has some, you know, contracts for athletic wear and things like that. What I saw was a problem for her coming up relationship-wise in 2016. Did you see something like that?
Well, 2016, so she's...
Even the year she's in that starts with her birthday this year.
She definitely has it this year. I did look up her boyfriend, but Drake, and you know, he's pretty much a giver guy. She's the heavy. She's the one that would be difficult to really deal with. She's born on a 9-day with a 5 destiny, so I'm sure that this woman has a bit of a temper, and he has a 4 destiny. And the 4 and the 9 don't necessarily mesh, you know, because the 9 likes to pretty much be in control, and 4s don't like anybody thinking that they're in control of them or anything like that. But, you know, it's time will tell, because I think they just came into being together. I'm not too sure how long they have been together, but it'll be interesting to watch that one. And so anyway.
A lot of athletes have a temper.
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
A lot of athletes have a temper. It all goes with Mars. Yeah.
Yes, they do. Okay. So then now we've come around to Caitlyn Jenner. So we talk about Caitlyn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fascinating.
So
We had some Scorpios in politics, and now here's Caitlyn is Scorpio rising, and that's, you know, what a transformation.
I want to tell you whose birthday he's born on. He's born on Julia Roberts and Bill Gates. And there's one other person, too, just really famous people that are well-to-do. And he's a 1 with a 7. So he really keeps his cards very close to his chest. And I noticed that when he was on the little few times that I would tune in the Kardashians, which was just because I happened to run across it, I think, a couple of times. But so I don't think he likes all of this publicity, but and he has some really tough numbers right now, and he has tough numbers for about nine years out. So I think that, you know, and then after that, though, I think I told you this the other day, that he has the best numbers. I mean, almost like he wins the lottery, or he gets something that he just gets in his mid-70s into his 80s. Just absolutely wonderful stuff. So, you know, but he's got a time to go through here before he gets there. And it's not really easy. Right now, these 2 years are going to be the most heavy duty for him. And then he will move into, but he has fame numbers all the way out, you know, so he's going to be definitely in the news, I'm sure, for some time. So go ahead.
I looked at it from the standpoint of, did I think he was actually going to be prosecuted for manslaughter? And, you know, would he even maybe end up jailed, which is one of her fears. And you and I said, well, which prison did they put him in? But what I noticed was right around the time that this case was given to the prosecutor for deciding, there was a fabulous pattern going on in his chart that looked like he was going to be able to keep from, you know, anything having to do with jail and imprisonment. So I'm pretty confident in saying that I think he's not there.
I just noticed that we keep calling him when actually everybody else in the news is calling her. One of the things that
when that person had the accident, it was a him then.
Well, that's true. Okay, what I would like you to do is tell people how they can contact you. I think maybe there is information on the show page, but maybe you'd like to put it out on air right now because we are coming up here. We have about 9 more minutes, something like that, or less, maybe.
Or less, yeah. Yes. My main website is called astrologybooth.com. My last name is Booth, so that's pretty natural. And interestingly enough, with the name Janet that rhymes with planet, I have a product called Janet's Planets. It's just spelled a little bit differently. It's PLAN hyphen ITS, so it's like, you know, planet with the planets. And that's an annual astrological calendar that's good for people who don't even know any astrology to help you plan, you know, your life and find the good days and avoid the bad days with, you know, easy to use. And that will be available for 2016 in another couple of months on my website, maybe less. Writing it right now.
And one of the things, we will likely be on together again, and when we are, we will open up the lines for more people to call in. I'm very sorry that we kind of got carried away because we did think that maybe what we were going to talk about would be interesting to you all. But the next time I have Janet, if she's willing to come back, we will open the lines so that we would have a bit more ability to read people in the audience. And anyway.
And maybe you should tell them a little about your book.
Well, I have a book called, pardon?
About telling about your book?
Okay. I have a book called Motivational Numerology, and that's what I'm all about, is motivating people to feel good about themselves and their lives and where they're going and how it's happening and all of that kind of thing. I also have some apps. I have one about animals. It's still it's on Android right now. It's called Pet Names, and it tells what your pet's name means. Also, I have, and it's also going to be an Apple, but it's still in review right now, so it might not be out until next week. I have another one called House Numbers, and it tells you all about what your house numbers mean and a few more things about that home with that number on it. And also what city in the world you could put in your birth date and ask any city in the world what compliments you or you compliment it or whatever. And also there's a feature for if you want to sell a house or buy a house, it will give you an amount to ask for or sell it for that resonates to the number on the house that of interest. And so there's that. And then I have my Cosmic Mates, which is a compatibility app. And that's the name of it, is Cosmic Mates. You can go into Apple or Android to get that. And it's very, very informative. So it gives you a birth star with in all color, and you can put in family, friends, or lovers to see how compatible you are. And I spent many, many years putting that thing together. So it's a very involved and I would say quite accurate. For it's not the total thing. Like if you come to me, I'm going to give you a little bit more information than you would get from that. But still, it's very accurate if you want to spend $2.99 and find out if you're compatible with someone. Okay. And so I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I had a wonderful time with Janet. So thank you very much for joining Janet and me, and my next show will be on the 29th of September, again with Sherry Wild, and we're going to talk about many other things besides ETs and UFOs. So thank you again, and good night.